You're ready to rock and roll, and you're recording.
That figured the courtesy tone would change. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jay, Whiskey 5 Golf Mike. I'll be your net control tonight for tonight's training. This is a directed net. This means that all traffic will be directed towards net control. All non-priority and intercom traffic should occur on the Denton UHF repeater, 444.050, PL110.9, or you have the option of 145.17, PL110.9. That one's not linked up tonight. If you have an emergency, please enter the net with the pro sign, break, break. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? Please come now. Okay, hearing none. Do I have my AECs on frequency? Excuse me, let's start that over. Do I have the Denton EC on frequency?
Kilo Charlie 5, Golf Oscar India.
Okay, good evening, Guy. Do you have any traffic for the net?
Yes, I do, Jay, and I'll make it quickly as possible. I wanted to tell everyone that I received feedback on September 15th about our Tuesday night Skywarn net. I received emails from both Gary Woodall and William Bunting, both of the National Weather Service. I wanted to read the text of both of those to y'all real quick. Guy, I'd like to echo Gary's comments, thanking everyone for quick activation and the detailed reports. It really makes our job easier when we have such outstanding ground truth. This is especially difficult when storms are of the isolated, pulse-severe type, and it's often challenging to anticipate the threat and activate spotters. Please pass along our thanks to everyone who participated in yesterday's spotters operations. That was from Bill. Gary Woodall's comments were, "Hello, Guy. Thanks for the follow-up info, and thanks again to everyone for the quick spin-up and the excellent reports. Regards, Gary Woodall, National Weather Service." I wanted to make sure everybody heard those comments because those were specifically aimed at everyone that was out in the field that night. I want to say thank you to all of those volunteers, and some of you that may not have been able to participate because I know you're on the drive home and some other things. This is the kind of information that I'm hearing back every now and then. We still have some work to do, but it is going noticed. Both of those letters were emailed to Jody Gonzalez with the County of Denton, Chief Chadwick, John Hudson of the City of Denton, and Aaron Brody, the Chief Engineer for UNT. This is KC5GOI, clear.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for that information, Guy. I'm glad that's just one heck of a good pat on the back. All right, do I have any of my AECs on frequency? Please come down with your call phonetically.
November 5, Victor, Sierra.
Low Golf 6, Lima Echo.
Kilo Delta 5, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee.
Okay, I've got November 5, Victor, Sierra, KG6LE, and KC5JOY. Good evening, Bill. You got anything for the net?
Just a quickie that October 16th, Colony is having their annual Fire Fest Safety Fair. They have invited us to be there again this year, both, you know, Denton County guys and the local club here, so October the 16th, that's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Central Fire Station, and I'll have more information later on. N5VVS.
Okay, thank you. KG6LE, good evening, Don. Anything for the net?
Good evening, Jay. No, the only thing I've got is the usual. The newsletter is wrapping up. I'll be doing it tomorrow, so if you've got anything, you got to get it to me tonight or early in the morning because I'll be working on it then. And otherwise, nothing further. KG6LE.
OK, Okay. Thank you, Don. And I think I've already got all my stuff in. Anyway, KC5JOY. Good evening, Henry. You have anything for the net?
Getting J into the net. That would be Kilo Delta 5 Juliet Oscar Yankee. And don't have anything for the net. KD5JOY.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Henry, and appreciate you keeping me on my toes. All right, right now I'm going to check in. I've got a handful of liaison positions I'll go ahead and check in. Do I have anybody that will take the NWS liaison? Okay, do I have a Dallas Racy's liaison? Okay, hey, how about a Tarrant County Racy's liaison? Collin County Racy's liaison. Civil Air Patrol liaison. Oh, this will be quick. Assert liaison, that's the community emergency response team. Okay, how about a Denton public safety liaison? Okay, hearing nothing, I'll go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and take check-ins. I'm going to do three different batches, so listen up. Anybody wanting to check in to get credit for tonight's training, whose call sign starts with the letter W, whiskey. Anybody with the letter W, please come now. Okay, look for stations wanting to check in whose call sign starts with the letter N. Call starts with the letter N. Check in now.
November 5, Gulf Whiskey Victor, Lake Dallas.
Okay, got N5 GWV. There was a double there. Other station come ahead.
November 5, X-ray, Kilo Bravo.
Okay, I got N5, X-ray, Kilo Bravo. Any others? Okay, I'll now take check-ins from stations whose call sign starts with K, the letter K, Kilo.
Kilo 5, Kilo Delta Alpha.
KC5, HHR.
Kilo Echo 5, Alpha November Romeo.
Okay, we got K5, KDA. KC5 HHR and KE5 ANR. Any others?
Kilo Echo 5, Charlie November Oscar.
Kilo Echo 5, Charlie November Oscar. At this time, I'll open up check-ins to anybody. Novembers, Whiskeys, Kilos, anyone with Alpha in their beginning letter, their call sign, come ahead now.
Kilo Delta 5, Mike November Oscar.
Okay, got KD5MNO. Last call. Anybody wanted to check in for this evening's training? Any call sign anywhere? Go ahead, come now.
Pop.
Melee
Charlie 2MAD.
Okay, I got WA2MAD, and I think there was a double there at the very beginning. Other station come ahead.
A5RRL.
Okay, I got Kilo 5, Romeo, Romeo, Lima. All right, well, just one last call before I start the training. Anybody want to check in for tonight's net, go ahead and come now. Okay, let's go on and get into the meat of this. I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. Tonight's training is going to be over correct phonetics usage. Some people overuse them, some people underuse them. The goal here is to get us all on the same page so that we keep a consistent usage throughout. The main purpose of our ARES efforts is communications. Skywarn and various events we volunteer for require some variation from this, but the goal is still the same: effective, efficient communications. During the course of these communications, we may be required to spell out various things, names, calls, places, whatever. They can vary from a license plate, bike rider's name, street designation, name, address. Even if you have a perfect signal to the station you are communicating with, accents or even differences in spelling of a name or street can make the difference in a correct identification or notification to a relative. For example, your emergency coordinator spells his name Story, with Romeo Yankee on the end, but others spell it Story, Romeo Echo Yankee on the end, or Story with Romeo India Echo on the end. While KC5GOI has a relatively uncommon first name, the spelling of his last name is a bit different. While it may be acceptable to just say Smith, since it's very common, other names may not be. In other cases, you may be asked to spell the name or street for clarification, or the receiving station may not know how to spell the name correctly. The use of phonetics help prevent this type of confusion. One of the ideas of the use of phonetics is similar to the use of Morse code. Over time and exposure, you learn to recognize the sound and not so much the individual dits and dots. Any old word can be used to make up a phonetic, can be used to make up phonetics for communications. We do that all the time. The downside of this is reverse or double translation. Somebody may use Kevin Diggs 5 really good holes for KD5RGH. This could cause someone to have to pause to do the translation. This could create a loss in productivity. Or a total loss in thinking, train of thought, note-taking, whatever. The use of correct phonetics and exposure will train the ear to do the translation at the time it is heard. So that way the voice enters your ear and you think about it, and if you're writing it down, it hits the paper and it turns out perfect, allegedly. KD5RGH phonetically is Kilo Delta 5 Romeo Golf Hotel. While making up funny words and phrases is neat to play with, during an emergency event, they can slow down the works and give the appearance of non-professional behavior. There are two different recognized phonetic libraries, the ITU, which all of us are predominantly familiar with, and APO. Most people pick up on the APO library as they listen to public service, fire, whatever, on their scanners. Amateur radio uses the ITU library. Just as an aside, the Army uses ITU as well. Anybody who goes through Army or Marine or any of those enlisted services boot camp gets grilled on it religiously. ITU stands for International Telecommunication Union. These phonetics are used worldwide. APO library is used by law enforcement. The ARRL recommends that ARES operators use the ITU library for worldwide consistency. ITU phonetics can be found in multiple locations. For example, the May 2004 QST, any copy of the ARRL handbook, the ARES manual, or just do a search on Google. The overuse of phonetics can be problematic in the very least. Not every piece of traffic needs to be handled phonetically. It is up to the discretion of the operator to know when to use phonetics or not. Certain name spellings, call signs, locations, etc. may or may not dictate the need. One rule of thumb is to spell out the item in question if the receiving station requests retransmission of the name or item in question. Another is if the receiving station is having a hard time copying your signal. Anyway, additional reference can be found within the confines of the May 2004 QST. Since we have such a short number, or limited number of check-ins, I'm not going to go into this and stretch it out any longer than it needs to be. I think a lot of you folks have probably know what I'm talking about, but when I go into the ITU, which is your Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo type alphabet, and then the Able, Boy, Charles, Dog, Sam, King, all that other stuff that you normally hear on the scanner. By myself, I get confused. I get down on HF, and you get all kinds of stuff thrown at you, and in the heat of a contest, when you're hearing Billy Ocean 5, Corduroy, Flapjack, well, it tends to throw you. You have to sit there and take 5 minutes to just piece that apart in your brain, and if you're like me, that running an XT upstairs instead of a Pentium class, well, that just doesn't work too well, and you totally get skewed on what you were doing. Anyhow, that's all I got for everybody tonight. At this time, I'll pause and take one final round of check-ins. If you happen to tune in the middle of this and you would like credit, please give me your call sign phonetically now.
Kilo Delta 5 Zulu Charlie Alpha.
Okay, I got Kilo Delta 5 Zulu Charlie Alpha. I'll take this from the top. November 5 Gulf Whiskey Victor. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
Net, no. You handled everything pretty thoroughly. The name's Gary. And no comments, N5GWV.
Okay, thank you very much. November 5, X-ray Kilo Bravo. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
Well, thank you very much for the training this evening. I have nothing else for the net. N5XKV.
Okay, thank you very much. Kilo 5, Kilo Delta Alpha. Good evening, Devon. Any comments for the net?
No, Jay, you're doing a good job. Thanks for the training. That's the net, K5KDA.
Kilo Charlie 5, Hotel Romeo. Good evening, Andrew. Any comments for the net?
Good evening. Nothing to add. Sounded pretty good. KC5HHR.
Okay, thank you. Kilo Echo 5 Alpha November Romeo. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
Good evening. No comments. Thank you for the reminders, though, on correct phonetic usage. For newcomers, it can be confusing if you hear multiple kinds of phonetics out there. So it's good to be reminded to stick with the ITU library. KE5ANR clear.
Okay, thank you. Kilo Echo 5, Charlie November Oscar. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
Good evening. It was a great training. Thank you. And I have nothing else for the net. KE5,
CNO. Thank you. We appreciate your check-in. Kilo Delta 5, Mike November Oscar. Good evening, Greg. Any comments for the net?
Good evening, everybody. Nothing but kudos on the net. Hit the nail right on the head, and I do have an announcement at the end. Wish everybody to hear. KD5MNO back to net.
Okay, thank you, Greg. I'll pick you up here at the end. Whiskey Alpha 2, Mike Alpha Delta. Good evening, Don. Any comments for the net?
Hi, Jay. That's about it. Just probably hear us on the scanners all the time as Willie Able 2, Mike Able Dog, and that's the old guy's theme, I guess. But good night, Jay. Sounds great. And important info, that's for sure. WA2MAD, carry on.
Okay, thank you, Don. Kilo 5, Romeo, Romeo, Lima. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
Good evening. The call is Kilowatt Alpha 5, Romeo, Romeo, Lima. Handle Houston to Louisville. No traffic, just checking in for the count. Over.
Okay, well, appreciate your checking. Go ahead and clear your station.
A-R-E-S, net. I'm clear.
Thanks. Kilo Delta 5, Zulu Charlie Alpha. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
That's just a real nice orderly net for once. I appreciate it. KD5 ZCA clear.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate your support. All right, that's everybody I got on the roster. Is there anybody I missed?
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
KG6LE, Jay, you're probably going to do it anyway, but I thought I'd just mention that we do have a meeting coming up this coming Monday night, so everybody needs to remember that. 7 o'clock at the Central Fire Station in Denton. Unless things have changed, Jay, you might comment on that. And one other additional on use of phonetics, it's also used on the military-affiliated radio system stations on all branches, so that's another good reason to stay with the ITU, as well as the international aviation community uses the ITU. So the majority of the world, at least in the communications area, uses ITU, and that's an excellent reason for us to stay with it. That's all I have, Jay. KG6LE.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned the club meeting, Don. It had completely skipped my mind at this exact moment. Appreciate you making the announcement for me. KD5, Mike, November, Oscar. Greg, go ahead with your announcement.
Well, for the regulars, you've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it until almost until Thanksgiving. November 20th is the Turkey Roll bike ride in Denton. Actually, it will cover part of Cook County also. We'd like to invite anybody and everybody to participate, get some event experience under your belt, and, well, no, I'm not going to say anything else about it. Almost gave something away. Anyway, if you're not sure, please show up. Actually, if you could, it's not absolutely necessary, but would be a little helpful if you could email me at my call sign, Kilo Delta 5, Mike November Oscar, at yahoo.com, and let me know if you're thinking about participating, if you want to participate, if you're sure you're going to participate. Anything would be helpful. Give me an idea who's going to show up. It always helps ahead of time. Although, if you're not sure, just let me know you're not sure. You may have some plans, you may not have plans. Anything would be helpful. And if you do, if you're reasonably sure, also let me know what your radio capabilities are, such as 2-meter handheld, 440 handheld, mobile equipment, APRS capable, stuff of that nature. Again, it's November 20th. It does start rather early and a little after the sun comes up, and usually over by 2 o'clock or so. Although if you want to participate and you got to jump out in the middle, that's fine too. We'll fit you in somewhere. Appreciate the time. KD5MNO. Back to net.
Okay. Thanks for that announcement, Greg. Got scratched down here. With that, I do have one announcement. Still need to make a phone call and get more information on it. We've been asked by the folks at Channel 8 to put on a little shindig or put together a table. They're having a Channel 8 Family First event. And I believe it's going to be October the 14th up at UNT. And I'll probably be mentioning this Monday night at the club meeting as well. I'm going to be looking for some volunteers to staff the table. I think that's going to be a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. And just be there to answer questions, hand out brochures, you know, that type of thing. It should be relatively simple. I don't think it's going to be a very large deal, but anyway, if you haven't put it on your calendar, make plans to come to the club meeting this upcoming Monday night at 7 o'clock. I'd love to see you there. See, is there any other check-ins or any other announcements before I wrap this thing up?
KD5MNO, one other.
Go ahead, Greg.
If anybody's, I got a couple people that have volunteered. Need a couple people to help out with taking a tower down, possibly the 25th of this month, I believe is what I had it down for. Someone's donating a freestand tower, need some help getting it down. I don't have all the particulars, all my ducks in a row quite yet, but that's what it's scheduled for. Same email address, kd5mno@yahoo.com, or actually feel free to give me a phone call, 214-684-3682, although the email is a little more preferable because I got it down in the computer rather than my head. Probably I only need some ground crew people. And for those that have already volunteered and are listening, it's not set in stone yet. There's other things that might be in the way, but keep your ears open, and I will keep everybody apprised of the situation. And thank you for the time again. KD5MNO.
Okay, Greg, thanks. This concludes this Aries Training Net. I'd like to thank everyone for checking in and especially giving me their unabashed feedback at the end. This thing's a team effort, folks. We can't do it without input from you guys, maybe ideas on training and stuff like that. So if you ever hear anything or see anything that you feel that we collectively as spotters and emergency management types need to have under our belt to make this thing work better, by all means, speak up. I don't care how stupid it sounds. I entertain almost any ideas. Anyhow, the official time is 1958, and I'm going to go ahead and close the net. This is W5GM. Closing the net and referring the repeater to regular amateur use. Please stand by for repeater mode change.